it's an election year. You know they're going to throw everything at us. Mass shootings, school shootings, psyops, mass casualty events, earthquakes, alien encounters, Project Bluebeam, all of it. So for that reason, me and Paranoid Radio thought it was important to bring you guys a weekly flashy news flash, where we break down all of the lies, all of the misdirections, psyops, in real time, with every weekly news cycle. The news cycles are moving so fast, we're not going to let them get away with it, because information is power. And most importantly, honest reporting on Donald Trump and his court cases. So stay tuned for a flashy news flash. Another day, another ass kicking. Trump romped Nikki Haley in New Hampshire last night in the New Hampshire primary. He actually set a record for most votes in the New Hampshire primary in the history of the primary. This is after setting the record in Iowa by the largest margin won by 30 points. That was a record in Iowa. All while the Iowa governor endorsed Ron DeSantis, and all the while the New Hampshire governor endorsed Nikki Haley, they still got smacked by record margins. What does that tell you? That tells you that slowly but surely, we are reshaping the Republican Party to be an America First Patriots Party, an actual opposition party, not controlled opposition for the left and the globalist, where they pretend to be America First, where they pretend to believe in the sovereignty of our country. Meanwhile, they allow open borders and do nothing to stop the invasion because they are wholly owned by the big corporations who want the cheap labor, or they are being blackmailed by the left. This is why we need new blood in Congress. And this is why Donald Trump is the leader of the America First movement, because he's an outsider. The ultimate whistleblower. Now, Nikki Haley had 70% of her voters were actually Democrats, because New Hampshire has an open primary. So anybody can pretty much vote in the primary. You just got to switch your party affiliation. You could switch to an independent just to vote in the primary and then go ahead and vote in the general election as a Democrat. And that's exactly what the Nikki Haley voters said they would do. They said the only reason why they're even voting is to just stop Trump. But in the general election, they'll vote for Biden no matter what. And she still got her ass kicked. See, I was very against the primaries at first. I was like, nah, these are stupid. I'm over it. Trump's going to win. But now I'm understanding the importance of them, because we are drawing a line in the sand, and the lines have never been clearer. Now we got to talk about Texas. Oh, man, it's going down in Texas. I mean, oh, shit. So I'm sure everyone has heard by now that there is a conflict going on down at the border in Eagle Pass against the federal government with the Texas National Guard and the state government there. Now, the problem here is that Texas has been putting up barbed wire and the Biden administration has been cutting it down. Texas went to court. They won their original court case in the circuit court. But then, of course, the Biden administration appealed it to the Supreme Court because they can't not have an invasion. They just got to have that invasion. So the Supreme Court surprisingly, disappointingly overturned the lower court's ruling and said that, yes, the Biden administration can cut down the barbed wire. Technically, it is on federal land. Now, I was shocked to see Amy Coney Barrett vote with the liberal judges. But it's just a preliminary decision, meaning that the full arguments have not been heard yet, so this is not the final ruling. But there are some misconceptions out there, because number one, this was a couple days ago, the ruling came almost last week. Since the ruling, there has been no wire cut. The Biden administration has not cut any wire. Interesting. They went to court to fight for it, but now they're not even doing it once they're allowed to do it. And meanwhile, Texas is continuing to put up more barbed wire, because the judges in the Supreme Court did not say anything about Texas being able to put up the wire. They just said the Biden administration's allowed to cut it down. So we seem to be at a little bit of a standoff. Now, I'm thinking the Biden administration hasn't cut it down yet because they've seen the polls. 70% of Americans want that border secured. We have the court of public opinion. So that is giving the Biden administration some pause. They're going to go start cutting down razor wire when 70% of Americans think that the border should be more secure. Yeah, that's going to look crazy. So they painted themselves into a little bit of a corner here. So I think this is all just a facade. They're not going to cut down any wire. But now they want to try to make it seem like Texas is defying the Supreme Court's ruling, which they are not. Because like I said, the Supreme Court said absolutely nothing about Texas having the ability to put up the wire. They only said that Biden is allowed to cut it down. So we'll see where this goes. This could absolutely lead to some kind of armed conflict between state government and the federal government. We shall see. I'll absolutely be keeping my eye on that. So we got to talk about Carrie Lake. Everybody remembers Carrie Lake, the Arizona woman who ran for governor but got it stolen in 2022. Now she's running for the Arizona Senate. She just released a voice recording that she herself recorded of a conversation she was having with the chair of the Arizona Republican Party, a man named DeWitt. Now, in this voice recording, it's on my story. You can go check it out. It's all over the internet. I'm sure people have heard it by now. You can hear plain as day this man DeWitt bribe or try to bribe Carrie Lake. Oh, yeah, it's right on tape. He clearly says, listen, there's some very powerful people on the East Coast that would rather see you not run for anything for the next 2 years. Matter of fact, they will offer you whatever you want, any amount of money, millions of dollars, to just simply not run for office. Not ever, just in the next 2 years. And of course she said no. She told him to shove it. And pretty much just lays out how politics works. And the man DeWitt in the recording said, listen, these people are afraid that if they help you get in, you're not going to scratch their back once you do get in. Pretty much saying that this is all about favors. And since you don't owe us any, we can't control you. So we'd rather you just not run. Boom. On tape for the world to hear. This is how scared they are of the American First Patriots running for office, because they know we're going to win. They know they can't steal it again in 2024. All they can do is blackmail and bribe us, and they can't get shit on Donald Trump, because if they had anything, it would have came out a really long time ago. They're running out of tricks. Lastly, I want to talk about the importance of morale and momentum. Donald Trump is not our savior. He is our bullhorn. He is the leader of the America First movement. But that doesn't mean if he steps down or, God forbid, something happens, that this movement does not continue on. Because now we have a foundation that is based on truth, the Constitution, law and order, and the sovereignty of our country. And there's plenty of people who can get behind that. So we have the momentum right now. We have to use it to build our morale. Because in this next year, they're going to throw everything at us. And we're going to need a good, solid baseline of where we believe this country is going because of what we are seeing. The polls are actually more accurate this time around, because I'm thinking that they probably know that everybody's paying attention now. And if they're going to lie in these polls, no one's ever going to believe them again. So we'll see. Donald Trump is on to South Carolina next. After that, I believe Nikki Haley will drop out and the Republican Party will put everything they have behind Donald Trump, because we, the people, have reshaped the Republican Party into actually being an opposition party and not just controlled opposition. It was never going to be easy. It was never going to be quick. But best believe we are bringing down this disease temple on their heads. Godspeed. Paranoid Radio.